There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com is a reason I use them and them only. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. We live now in a world where we have had a recent dismounted, attempted terrorist attack on our soil, targeted at a cartoon convention. And we were very lucky in that because we had this cagey 60-year-old veteran cop who got out there and apparently wasn't afraid of anything and engaged. And if he had failed, we had some other high-speed people coming up right behind him. So we were prepared there. This was a bad place to attack, really. But, that all being said, we've seen that. Most of us didn't get to see that up close. So, in my preparations as I get out there, I'm not a trainer, so I need to talk to trainers, and we need to hear from trainers. So joining us from the Michigan Defense Firearms Institute, once again, is Eric Dutrek. Utrecht. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Do people still not know your last name? I think we need to have like a campaign for people to know your last name. I that bothers me too. It's great.
one day people will get it.
I got you. As there's a lot of people out there, and you probably train a lot of them from time to time. Do you do concealed carry and defensive pistol and all this other stuff?
Oh, absolutely. We don't necessarily focus on concealed carry. We're all about building up a solid foundation of shooting skills. So the beautiful thing about our curriculum is if you are a new shooter, you can come through the class open carrying to just get used to the firearm, to get used to the manipulation. And then what a lot of times students start to do is they'll come back to the same exact class. They'll change it up. They'll throw their concealment or street clothes on. We even have students that will show up to classes that they've shot both two hands on the gun, and they'll start shooting it with their support hand only. So we change it up quite a bit, but it's all about keeping that gun up and running regardless of the situation.
Now, how many people do you know that show up and train with like a gigantic 1911 with a magwell and a compensator, but in their daily carry, they carry a Ruger LCP?
We used to. That's a great question. We used to have a huge trend of that. In fact, that was a big joke, was people showing up with what we would call a duty-sized pistol, and then at the end of the day, they'd be casing up that pistol, and they'd be putting a J-frame revolver in their pocket, putting their flip-flops on, and then they would be headed home. And we'd catch them and say, how come you didn't train with that? They're like, well, this is my class gun or my training gun, and this is my carry gun because I can't carry that. I can't conceal that thing. And so we have started to see, and I'm very, very proud of it, especially with our classes and the way that we run our classes, is we're seeing more and more blue jeans. We're seeing more and more just normal street attire. We're getting rid of all the tactical band camp stuff, which has its place. But for the average Joe, we need to get that solid foundation of our daily carry. We did have one individual this past weekend that I taught. I always ask the question, how many of you are training with your everyday carry firearms? And out of 20 students, we only had one. And he said, I've got a bodyguard 380 that I usually carry, and I didn't think you guys would allow it in the class. And he was a relatively new shooter with us. And I said, absolutely incorrect. The next time, bring that little tiny gun and let's see what you think. Because if you can, on the training field, if you can identify that it's going to work for you, then carry on. If it's not going to work and you're going to relegate that to maybe a backup gun, then that's great. You found it out in a training class, not on the street. And that's, I'm hoping that my fellow instructors out there start to see more people getting real, because we know those mouse guns are the most prevalent firearm out there for carry. We don't see them that often. So I hope that students will start to realize, hey, I got to get some trigger time with that god-awful trigger on that LCP, or this little mouse gun flavor of the week, you know, the G42 and smaller. But yeah, we're seeing a trend, and it's good to see that people are training with their defense weapons, instead of, the big face guns.
Now, in your recommendations, now, by the way, did you say, did you say tactical band camp? Did you?
I like that.
I wish I'd come up with that. I may start paying you 10 cents every time I say it. How necessary is it for people that are carrying guns in, you know, Michigan was one of the states that they, the jihadists have said we have fighters in that state. Michigan was one of those states, and it's sort of suicidal to do that in Michigan, but hey, if they show up, do the people that are carrying guns that carry mouse guns, do they maybe need to reconsider their concealed carry setup and maybe get a little more reflective of not being so prepared to fight the average gunfight, which is four rounds exchanged by both shooters, and maybe doing something a little more sustained? Do they need to over-carry? Do they need to over-prepare?
You know, you bring up a great question, and I think it's a question that's on the minds of most people that are listening, and probably say anybody that carries a gun responsibly. Let's not kid ourselves. They're not just in Michigan. The bad guys are not just in Michigan. We've had a porous enough border in the United States that all of the good guys with shields that are out there that are trying to stop these people because of policies in this country, the bad guys are here. I guarantee you they're in every single state. I have a hard time believing that they've just chosen.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
I agree with you. Yeah.
So let's take every state. We can equate this to any state in the union. So we have a bunch of citizens, military members, law enforcement officers that if they're not on duty, they're carrying their everyday carry. We break down generally defensive or handguns into two primary categories. And the first one is a duty weapon. So Glock 19, 17, 21, the M&P full size, all the 1911s and things along those lines that typically will be carried openly in a duty rig, or they can be concealed carry, but they're considered duty size. And then we have what I call a defensive gun. And that goes back to look at the 1800s, the gentleman's guns, the little pocket guns. And now we have a very, very huge line of flavors of the week that we can pick from. A duty gun or a fighting gun is something that you could, if your skill set is there, you would have enough power and range and capability to bring a fight. So, for example, if you are a law enforcement officer off duty and there's gunfire at the mall and you have the wherewithal and your family's not there, that officer could say, okay, I've got, a spare mag with my G19. I'm capable with it. I could actually go, and it would probably be a good enough tool to bring offensively. If that same officer is standing there with a Ruger LCP with seven rounds in it of 380 and one spare mag with six rounds in it, he's probably going to say, you know what, I'm going to be the best observer that I can. And I'm not saying that he's right or wrong, whatever action, but I know that if I was standing there with an LCP, and I own an LCP, I would be much more hesitant to want to get involved versus if I get involved in someone else's time frame, I'm going to use that LCP to the best of my ability. So with the situation that we've got going on in Garland, and I actually was, when I talked to you earlier about today's topic of discussion, I mean, we need to look at the potential future if we keep going on the way that we're going and look at Garissa University in Kenya recently.
Before you carry on, we're coming up on the first break. We're going to expand on this all the way through the hour.
Sounds great.
MDFI, how do they find you and train with you there in Michigan?
They can find us at trainmdfi.com, and we'd be happy to have them.
Hopefully in August I get to get up there. And I want you to know, in August, if Kerry Davis is up there and I get up there and you're up there, it's going to be very disruptive. Nobody's going to learn nothing. We'll be right back. My guest from MDFI is Eric Utrecht on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO. TacticalHolsters.com. Modularity beyond belief. If you like a drop leg, it can be a drop leg. If you like it on your hip, it can be on your hip. If you like it on your vest, it can be on your vest. If you like it next to your bed, on the dash of your car, under the dash of your car, somewhere, anywhere, it can be there. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Same holster anywhere you want to put it. My guest this hour from MDFI up in Michigan is Eric Dutrick, Utrecht. And we're talking about your mind. This goes a lot to mindset and preparation and everything else, but, I mean, it's a different day in the United States now, especially for those of us that carry a gun. Now, you're about to take us down a yellow brick road on something. Go ahead and please continue that if you would like.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. When we left off, we were just talking about, you know, the threats that the supposed ISIS members have made towards Michigan and, I believe, you know, a few other states. And then we said, let's get real. We've got, they're all over. Doesn't matter what state, pick a state. At the same time, we've got outlaw biker gangs. We have normal gangs. We've got criminal enterprise of all sorts that are all over within our society. But we have to take a look at, let's get worst case scenario and let's look at, something from recent events. And that was the recent, Garissa University in Kenya massacre. It wasn't a shooting. It was a massacre. Four individuals armed with AK-47s massacred 148 students, wounded about 79-80, and then were finally killed, but not after they had done all of their damage. And we take a look at let's look at American events with the Boston bombing and the shootouts that followed, and how an entire city was shut down. We really need to stop. We need to stop getting or stop focusing on just the gun. And I know this is difficult because we are pro Second Amendment. We like to shoot. We like to compete. We like to train. We have to start thinking bigger picture. And now put yourself into, let's look at the Waco shooting. And this is such a great example of mindset, as you mentioned. Imagine that you're one of those patrons that was at that restaurant when the motorcycle ran over the foot that started the brawl that then led to the shooting and the 9 dead and the 18 wounded. You're sitting there and you're prepared. You've got a Dark Angel medical pocket dart on you. You've got a Glock 19 and 2 spare mags, a flashlight, a pocket knife, and you're there with your family, and that stuff happens. If you think that you're going to be able to run into that situation and be able to pick up the threats, the shoots, the don't shoots, the responding law enforcement that are there, that's a dumb. I mean, I can't even fathom. You're going to probably end up being one of the casualties by trying to do the right thing. So we can't always say, well, I've got a gun, so I'm going to use that gun. That gun is there when we can positively identify a threat and we do not pose a threat to the innocent because we own every single bullet that comes out of that gun. And we see veteran shooters that when they get amped up in higher stress forces, they'll start to pull rounds. And if you're pulling rounds off a target, it doesn't matter how good you did with the 8th other round, that one round can be a liability. So we've got to take a look at that and say, let's not just look at our gun. Let's look at us, our physical capability, our mental information processing, our medical skills, our verbal communication skills. Most people can't say a coherent sentence under stress, and that's something that you don't find out until you're actually in a stressful situation. So with all that going on, we need to look at ourselves and the tools that are other than the gun that go hand in hand with our defensive firearms, and then we need to look at the reality, and it's not just stocking up with equipment. We, as a citizenry, need to stop making places that are safe for criminals but not safe for responsible citizens. And that, look at every gun-free zone. And you mentioned Michigan being a place you don't want to mess with. Well, I can drive a half an hour in any direction and probably come across 30 to 50 gun-free zones that, if you look at Garissa University, four people with AK-47s can kill 150 and wound 80. Before responding force, military forces can take them down. That's where we need to take a deep look and prove and show through factual evidence that the states where Second Amendment rights are stronger are far more safe than the states. I mean, look at Chicago and New York. Look at these places that have become a criminal enhancement zone. So there's so many other things besides just a firearm that we as responsible citizens need to get involved with to make it so ISIS runs into the situation they did in Garland where they stepped out of the car, they made it 10 feet, lady with the 44 Magnum in her purse was walking by, had the mental mindset to pick up on two guys with ski masks. They were not open carrying a rifle. They were using and holding a rifle in an assaultive manner. And then she draws and does her appropriate constitutional use of force in defending innocent life. That's where we need to get as a whole for our country. And I think once we can get there, you're going to watch it where World War II, they were afraid of, the Japanese were deathly afraid of setting foot on American soil. That was due to, quote, a rifle behind every blade of grass, where Americans were riflemen. And we knew how to use it. We knew when to use it. Where sadly, some of our citizenry are still afraid of even the word gun, that they would prefer that we all disarm. We've got to get that back. We've got to get our responsibility and our rights back.
One thing that I want to emphasize is one thing that you pointed out is part of the kit needs to be some sort of a trauma kit, doesn't it?
If you are going to go train how to put holes in a bad guy, you should probably train to plug holes in good people and the bad guy, if the situation dictates.
I can't argue with that. And the there's the new trend is to make something that you can carry on your person, not in a tactical band camp setting, if you will.
The
pocket doc is perfect for that.
The pocket doc is awesome. Carry does amazing things. I have both the full-size dart, and then I have a pocket dart in every single. I got one in my car. I've got one in my backpack that goes with me. When I do some PI work, I always have a pocket dart with me at a minimum. And, you know, we bring up the tactical band camp. One thing I want to throw out there with that is there's a time and a place for tactical training. And don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place for the plate carriers and the war of the battle belt and the camouflage. For people that have a solid foundation, we see a lot of people that want to go. They buy the SCAR, they buy the really expensive rifle, and they skip all the foundation and they go right into the multicam, and that's dangerous. So time and a place for every piece of gear and every type of training. You just got to make sure you're using it appropriately.
Roger that. Coming up on the next break, coming up next, Eric, I want to talk to you about expanding your kit, and. Of course, there's only so much we can carry on our person if we're going to go, like, upgrade our phone or go get a cup of coffee or something. But I've been carrying a little extra in the car just in case, and I'd like to get your take on it. And any recommendations you can make, I'm going to be looking in all kinds of directions for this. MDFI, you can find them at trainmdfi.com. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Eric is one of those rising stars that's out there. His training, the quality that you're going to get with him is on par with anybody out there, bar none. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. That is a good EDC line to get, especially if you get the paddle version. You can carry it in a very small container. And then when you need the ammunition carriage, you have it, stick it in. You are ready to go. My guest this hour from MDFI, Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, is Eric Dutrek. Utrecht. The man who nobody knows his last name.
didn't Clint Eastwood have a movie with that title?
That was his primary character. He made more money not having a name than he ever did having a name. So, you know, actually that puts you in pretty good company. It's the reason I put so much to this, folks, is that Eric has a big following on Facebook, and there'll be people out there, and I'll actually say his last name, and people will be like, is that your last name? That have followed him for years.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
But anonymity is great, isn't it? They can never track you down if you ever decide to disappear.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about what you need to carry on your person, and, you know, the stuff that you need to carry on your person, you're going to try to, at the very least, make it lightweight, make it maintain a, you know, a normal silhouette. So you're not going to be carrying anything big and obtrusive. However, there may be a need to go a little bit beyond that carry kit in certain cases, like in the case of, say, a Westgate Mall or a something happening at a university like has happened in Kenya, or the nightmare scenario where you have multiple attacks happening all over in one municipality, and the cops don't know which way to go, and you're actually, you may actually, a regular person who's prepared could actually be pressed into service simply because of a lack of manpower. Now, for that, let me tell you what I have done, and you, I want your critique on it, okay?
Sure.
I have a bag I call my ISIS welcome wagon bag. It's not a very big bag. It's not a, really a very good bag, actually. I think it's made by UTG. But since I don't normally drag my stuff behind a car to see if it's going to break, it's going to probably hold up exactly how long I need for it to hold up. Within that, I have an Adams Arms piston gun broken down. I have a Salient Tier 1 Glock and a G-Co paddle holster with four spare mags of ammunition, Glock 34. I have the Blue Force Gear Bear Essentials Kit, which is a very lightweight chest rig that has a blowout kit. It has magazine pouches for four AR-15 magazine, you know, for four spare AR-15 magazines. I have one spare loose with the gun. And I have some, and there's a blowout kit on that one. And I have a pair on the outside. I have some of those, what do you call it, revision sunglasses, the ballistic sunglasses that they issue.
Sure.
And I've got the clear lenses on them so that I don't have to worry about not being able to see if I'm indoors. This is a kit that I'm carrying. It's not very big. It has a whole lot of built-in shortcomings to it. One, it's in the trunk of my car. If I'm in a mall and something breaks out in the mall, am I going to run to the trunk of my car, throw all the tactical band, I love the term, by the way, I love tactical band camp attire, the battle rattle, am I going to throw that all on and then rush back in once I've made it out to safety? I mean, that's a shortcoming in my opinion and everything else. At the same time, I just can't fathom riding around with less stuff. So I have a second handgun. I have a primary weapon. I've got the two-point sling that goes with it and everything else. I am set and ready to go. I'm not carrying body armor. I'm not carrying a battle belt. I'm not carrying a helmet. I'm not carrying anything other than, you know, and I'm actually wondering in what sequence I need to start putting this together and on me to a certain degree. So as far, let's start with the ingredients. What do you think?
The ingredients sound good, and the idea is certainly sound. There's a lot of schools, a lot of instructors out there that are teaching, and I'm very happy to see that they are teaching from retrieving such things in the position that they are versus, hey, we're going to start you in the driver's seat of the car fully kitted up. You know, I didn't enjoy it when I was in Iraq driving a armored Humvee around, in full kit. So most people aren't going to drive their Toyota Prius around with heavy plates on. I don't even know if a Toyota Prius will roll with steel body armor placed on the driver. Yeah, your pack sounds good. And just as you mentioned it, it is there for a worst case scenario. And as you mentioned, you know, am I going to run all the way out to the parking lot, don the stuff and run back in? Well, that there becomes not the gear issue. It's good to have that stuff. You just ran out of a bad situation. And now as a non-first responder, are you really going to want to run back in where the dynamics may have changed? The shooting may be over, and now you come running through the door and law enforcement have the shooter down, or a responsible citizen has the shooter down, and now two responsible people meet not knowing what's going on, and then bad things happen. But just as you mentioned, how are we going to don that gear? I'm going to think of that bag as something bad has happened. I'm going to get off the X, and whether that means I'm going to drive that car because I've been using proper situational awareness. I give myself plenty of egress between myself and the car at the stoplight in front of me so I can drive that vehicle off the X, or something bad happens right there and I've got to physically run off the X. That bag needs to, as you mentioned, you're not going to drag it behind the car, but you need to make sure that it's going to hold up for you grabbing it, throwing it over your shoulder, and we're going to move off the X to a position of cover, hopefully, or concealment from whatever's going on. And then think of the Baltimore riots, Ferguson riots, or it might be, you will then go ahead and quickly and with a purpose get that stuff on and then continue to try to get to safety, but knowing the situation is no longer calling for an everyday carry sort of methodology. And yeah, that's how your kit sounds just fine. And where you're storing it sounds fine. The biggest thing will be getting, you know, practice, getting out of the car, hitting the trunk, the leaf if you have it, or making sure the keys are staged in your hand so you can get to it quick and then get out of there quick to find somewhere safe. If you are going to be in and around a car, for anyone that's listening, I cannot recommend William Petty of Costa Lutis, his vehicle CQB plant. If you want the myth about fighting in and around a vehicle and what a vehicle can stop as far as ballistically and what you can deliver from a vehicle, take a look at that class, because we do. We spend a lot of our lives in and around vehicles that have some spots that you can shoot through, some spots you can't shoot through, and a lot of internet myths out there about that go against the reality.
Well, I mean, so, essentially, a car is not a barrier, is it? I mean, unless you're behind the engine, unless you're in direct line behind the engine.
Well, that's a very common misconception. If I don't want to, if Will is listening out there, I believe he just did a test of the bead puller right behind the driver's head, and I think it sustained 51 rounds of 5.56 without a penetration. There's a lot of parts of those vehicles that can actually absorb a good amount of rounds, you know, to include 7.62-5.1, 12-gauge slugs that are other than the engine block. And so that's very important to know what you could use in a very, very bad situation to get small and protect yourself from an opening burst if need be while you're trying to egress from the vehicle. Yeah,
but we're coming up on the last break. But my thought is that only works if they're hitting it in those reinforced spots. So I'm probably going to be looking for real cover sooner rather than later. But you hang on for me. MDFI. When you train with Detrek, you're training with a big, vast network. He gets out there and he shares. And you can do very well training with Eric. I'm going to train with Eric very soon. I'm going to be training with Eric. In any event, we will be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. I have got my studio decorated in early American G-Code. I don't... And some latent... Some third-generation Scorpion G-Code. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Eric Utrecht of MDFI, talking about living in a post-Garland world as a gun carrier. Now, let me ask you a question. With my little kit, here's my question. Now, most of the stuff that I've got, like the holster that I've got, my Glock 34 in, that's a G-Code paddle, so I can just jam that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got ammunition in a G-Code paddle carrier. I've got ammunition for the handgun also on the Blue Force Gear chest rig. Should I put the gun together first and get the main gun put together and loaded just in case before I start dressing for success?
You know, honestly, the one piece of gear that I was going to say, and I will definitely answer your question about the gun, think of all that stuff and think about what had to happen for you to get go to that trunk. And chances are the answer is bullets have started flying through the air. I think a piece of body armor is going to be the one of the best things you can have in there. And that would be my primary go-to, because you already have a gun in the fight. And that's going to be your primary, which is your handgun. And we call it a primary for us civilians because it's the gun that we've got on us all the time. Although your rifle is certainly more powerful with a greater range, we consider that a secondary. Whereas in law enforcement or military, that might be reversed. That's really going to come up to you, and that's going to be situationally dependent about your rifle. My first order of business as a responsible citizen, noticing that something is going down that I cannot solve for whatever reason with my handgun, and things are getting worse, is to get out of there. So I'm going to only start putting stuff from that bag on my body when the situation dictates. Otherwise, I'm going to be fighting it out with my primary. And this is where we see, when we talk the training aspect, this is where we see a lot of people cannot shoot past 15 yards and get any kind of accuracy, because their fundamentals of sight alignment and trigger control aren't there. So it's going to be up to you as the shooter. I know guys, You know, look at Steve Fisher's Seminal Concepts. The guy can make a hit. You know, Dave Harrington, these guys can make hits with their handgun, you know, 75 yards all day long because they practice and they've got the right equipment for them. So they're probably going to say, no, I'm going to carry more pistol ammo and some body armor, and I'm going to try to egress out of the situation or possibly bring the fight to the guy with the handgun because they have the skill set. So it's really going to be up to the shooter to do it. I mean, that is the reality.
Have you got time for a call?
Absolutely.
That's okay. I don't know. Caller, you're on the air. You have a question for Eric or myself?
No, sir. I was calling, and I might have the wrong program. Is this the Vincent Vanell?
Okay. All right. Live radio, Eric. There's just no getting around it. Sometimes it just takes on a life of its own.
Anyway,
Eric. So, okay, now, here's the thing, Ben. I'm overpacked, in other words, and I haven't packed the right thing. The reason I don't carry armor is because the armor setup I have is, one, it's big, and it's steel.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to pack that. I mean, I know they make loadout bags that are gigantic that you can load out your armor kit and your weapon and all this other stuff. And I don't have the right bag for that particular setup. Are you saying that I just need to buy some spare magazines and throw them in the back and have my primary weapon be my handgun that I'm carrying?
I can't give you a yes or no. I'd have to put myself in your brain and know your skill set. If you feel confident with that sidearm, if you were going to, for example, carry an LCP as your primary, which, you know, there's a lot of people that are doing that, and you're going to, let's say your state restricts rifles incredibly, incredibly well, having a full size fighting gun, in the trunk with a bunch of spare ammo, a handgun, might be the better option. It's really going to come down to the shooter. As far as your body armor goes, with the steel plates, especially not having to worry about breakage, because that's one of the biggest things with the old ceramic. You have that bouncing around the trunk of a car, you could cause damage to those plates that are going to reduce their ballistic properties to save your life.
Right.
If you can, for example, I have an old school, Blackhawk low vis plate carrier that is as simple as throwing on over my head. I can do the chest straps whenever I get a chance. And then I have a really, really nice HSGI chest rig that's a little bit more in-depth to get into. But as far as trunk carry, take it and have it set up so you can have that plate carrier sitting on top of your bag. And like I said, bullets are flying. So open that trunk, throw that plate carrier on, grab that bag, and get off that X, set yourself up once you get the cover, and then do what you as a responsible citizen need to do, and that's whatever the situation is. But, you know, you will do no good to anybody if you are bleeding out on the street. And that's what we tell all the students. So survive the fight, and if bullets are flying, distance cover and body armor are certainly going to increase your survivability.
Yeah, my plate carrier right now, the one I do have, is an HSGI. I believe it's a Wasatch or a Weesatch. It's one of the Satchmos, I guess. I don't know. I guess I can throw that in there. I'm with most of the guns that I carry, okay, are with one exception, or maybe two coming up, but most of the guns I carry are Glock 9mm.
Sure.
Of various sizes. So, you know, if you've shot one, you've shot them all. And if you have enough magazines of the service pistol, they'll work with the 19, the 26, and everything else. So that's why I carry those primarily.
Sure.
And with my Glock 34, with my salient Glock 34 that I've run now about 3,000 rounds through, I have a fair degree of confidence in that gun. As far as what I can do with it anyway. But
sure.
Okay, so now... All right, I may have to put new shocks on the back. See, the problem I never trained in the military with plates. We didn't have plates in the 80s. We were quick, Eric.
Sure.
And I guess you guys got slower as time wore on, but it doesn't matter. Running around with the plates weigh 9 pounds each. You know,
sure.
if you're running AR-500, That's without any ammunition added to them. Now, I know you run a slick plate carrier, so I understand why you would do that. And mine can be run slick, but, you know, I'm not complaining about you telling me to change my kit, though. I'm not going to complain about it.
One of the biggest things, just I'll throw this out there, too, adding a plate carrier or a body armor changes your shooting dynamics. If you're carrying or having body armor at the ready with a long gun, especially, and you are not going out and practicing shooting, trying to get that good shoulder weld, that you're wrong. I mean, you're absolutely wrong. You'll notice on my defensive carbines, I have witness marks on the stock for my length of pull without armor on and my length of pull quick adjustment with armor on, because it's going to mess with the way that you hold that rifle. To the point that you'll see some of the high-speed, low-drag guys that have those buttstocks compressed all the way in, and they're putting the buttstocks pretty much center line of the chest because of all the crap that they've got on their front. And it comes up to the shooter, the mission, and their equipment. But definitely practice. If you're going to add body armor to your gear, make sure you take classes and train with it.
I'm going to find soft armor backers. I'm not really wild about the idea of resting an AR-500 armor plate on my new scar that I've got on my chest. But anyway, we're running out of time. I want to do this again as time goes on. I want to find out how your training evolves to cover the curriculum and everything. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Yes, sir. All right. Catch him at MDFI. He is he's part of this Eric and Aaron Cowan and Jason Fala, George Pereira. These guys are part of this new breed of trainers that are coming up. They're not the rock stars yet, but their quality of teaching and what they know and the way they teach is parallel to any of the rock stars out there. And going to them, you're not settling. You're actually going to get a lot of information out of them. So check them all out, no matter where you are. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow, Scott Blick from Ammunition Depot will be joining us. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.